Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on The Greg Hill Show? You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keefe.
It's Misleading here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll revisit a raging debate that I heard driving in this morning on The Greg Hill Show. Soup.
Soup.
Apparently, soup is a very controversial food.
I guess so. Yeah.
So I didn't quite catch the setup on this. Okay. Greg was sharing recipes of
soup,
beer cheese soups and things that he was making. And Shime and the rest of the show had a very visceral reaction to, how filling soup is, how much of a meal soup is, etc.
Not a meal. You can ask Kenny Banyan. Or he would say that it's not a meal.
It's very Seinfeld much not a meal.
No, it is a meal.
You get taken out.
Soup.
That really should be paying off the bet, but no, the bet was a meal.
Right.
Soup is not a meal.
Well, there you go.
It's a good point.
The jar's round. Why isn't it called Round Teen? It's gold. Actually, the soup debate, I believe, started when they were talking about there's a beer out there that is mustard-flavored.
A mustard-flavored beer.
Yeah, and they were asking Shime if he would try it. He's like, of course I would try it. I also would try
What's the downside in trying it?
There's no downside. Try anything once.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And so I try the mustard beer. There's all kinds of wacky beers out there. Like, I like the jalapeno pepper ones or the habanero pepper beers.
Yeah.
Spice is a spicy beer.
I'll tell you what. There's a local brewery. They don't make that anymore, huh?
No. Every once in a while they do, but there's other places that
they'll make it.
Yeah, hot beers.
Okay, because I like a nice,
ooh boy,
nice spicy beer.
Yeah, can't drink like a million of those.
No, but
it's good.
Get you going a little
bit.
Yeah,
but the mustard beer I bet would be pretty good.
That dovetailed into
then they start talking about soup.
A beer soup and a beer cheese soup and things like this.
Yeah, yeah. You like soup?
I wouldn't say I'm the biggest soup guy, but I don't have the visceral reaction that Shime had. Shime was very, very, very much out. Oh, there you go.
Look at that. With a corn dog. Nice job, Terp, on Twitch and YouTube.
A mustard beer with a corn dog.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a great afternoon right there.
So, I guess I don't want a soup on its own, but like a tomato soup and a grilled cheese, delicious.
Yeah.
Soup and a sandwich. Like, if you're telling me I get a soup and a sandwich.
Does like chowder count?
Chowder absolutely counts.
Chowder's a soup, like a bisque.
Yeah.
I like a lobster bisque and like a New England clam chowder.
I like a bread bowl.
You do?
Yeah.
You eat the whole bowl? You eat all the bread after?
Depends. Yeah. I've been known to do that.
If you're still a little hungry?
Yeah. Depends on who I'm with.
If I got to
put on airs for like another couple that we're with or something like that, maybe not. You don't want to be scarving.
Do you ever try
scarving out barehand in like a bread bowl with clam chowder flying everywhere?
Do you ever try to eat the bowl while there's still like half the soup in there and it's just like
dumping all over yourself? No, but if it's like Cat and I, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I'm not wild about soup. I'm not anti-soup either. I'm sorry I don't have a strong take on soup, but I don't really, like, I don't love it. My wife loves soup. And I'm like, that's kind of like a...
You're constantly making soup in the Keith household.
I don't make anything. She makes soup. She makes a lot of soups. And I'm like, she made this big like Italian wedding soup not too long ago. She got meatballs in there, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a whole to-do. I'm like, yeah, it's nice, but not really, Not really for me.
I'll have a soup.
We don't have the flavor complex. We don't appreciate the flavor complexities. Is that what it is? Because soups are very delicate.
Well, also,
from a taste profile, they're very delicate.
Really, really hot soup.
Yeah.
I always burn my mouth. Just like hot coffee. I can't drink hot coffee.
You don't have the patience.
No, it is a patience thing.
You don't drink hot coffee?
Never.
I guess I do typically see you with an ice. You never seen Keith drink a hot coffee?
No, definitely.
Interesting. Both of you guys have both worked with him, more recently.
I've had hot coffee once in my life, and it was when we were in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. I've never been so cold. I'm a lifelong New Englander. I've never ever been so cold.
You've never seen him drink hot coffee?
Never.
Never once.
Interesting.
I've always seen the iced coffee. But you should have iced coffee in Minnesota. It would have dropped your core temperature. You'd have been fine.
I wasn't thinking. And they had it at the hotel.
It was too chilly. I said hot coffee.
No, I am a 365 iced coffee guy.
I get that. I respect that.
But they were also suggesting it's soup season. Like as it starts to turn.
Yeah, it's cold.
Once the leaves start to fall.
You want to warm yourself up a little bit.
Have a big bowl of soup.
Okay.
I don't have the patience for it.
I have a visceral. They were talking about French onion soup. And I have a visceral reaction to that. I worked for a long time in restaurants. I'm one of the few people I know that was demoted from busboy to dishwasher.
Oh, really? Yeah, you didn't go up, you went down.
No, I went down the ladder at the North Troy Village restaurant in North Troy, Vermont.
Nice.
Demoted from busboy to dishwasher, which I don't think happens a lot in the restaurant industry. But that happened to me.
Okay.
And so we had a French onion soup on the menu.
Yeah, I like a French onion soup.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep.
I like ordering it.
Sure.
From the dishwasher's perspective.
Oh, you know cheese on there. Oh,
well, you know that, like, why do you even
the
refer
nightmare.
To that bowl?
It's
like a curved bowl where, like, the cheese gets, like underneath it. Yeah, is that what it is?
Would you call it just a crock?
Is it a crock?
Yes, I think so.
Is that what that is? So the cheese gets under
nightmare.
There? Oh, it was
the
worst.
Have a special tool or are you going to use, like, your nails?
I would use, like, a steel wool from time to time, but you get your nails in under there. Yeah, I would scream. When they're like, oh, we got four French onions, I would scream in the kitchen.
Terrible.
I'm not even joking. I'd be like, why? What are we doing? Why?
It's a popular item.
It was a popular item.
Yeah,
but
I can see that being a nightmare.
Yeah,
because like the part of the charm of that is there's so much cheese that it melts and sticks and like becomes part of the crock.
You think it's a soup? Very easy to clean. Wrong. Nightmare.
No,
my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, no, that's bad because you can't be sending it back out there. And they're like, that ain't my cheese. That's old cheese. That's not.
They're like, wait a minute.
That's not from this order.
I made sure to eat all that cheese.
That
and what
guy.
Is this? This is.
That's
why old cheese.
Circle it back to the bread bowl.
Uh-huh.
Everything should be in a bread bowl because you can eat it or toss it. Eat it or you're not cleaning anything.
It is wasteful though.
You're
to
just
throw out the bread bowl.
You could eat it, but I'm just saying like you're back there. All you're doing now is washing spoons.
You know what? If I should have made that suggestion.
But guys, let's mix in some of these bread bowls.
Guys, can we do a French onion soup in a bread bowl? Why aren't we doing this?
Derek, well, then you're out of a job. Like, we don't need you at all.
There's no dishes for you to clean.
It's a good point.
We can't demote you any more than we already
have. Yeah. This is it.
Where do they demote me to?
Yeah. I'm the garbage man throwing away all the bread bowls.
Yeah.
That's not what I am in that restaurant.
By the way, on Minnesota, this is just top of mind because I watched the vice presidential debate last night. How'd you feel about the state of Minnesota?
How do I feel about the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, did you enjoy your time at that Super Bowl?
Not particularly.
Okay, I've heard most media members did not. If you heard Tim Walz going on and on about Minnesota last night, it's legit the greatest place to live in the world.
He loves the Metrodome.
I couldn't get past it. I'm like, this guy is talking about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like it's...
You have pride in where you're from, right?
I guess.
You don't have to.
The land of milk and honey is how he was talking about it. I'm like, man, I've been sleeping on Minnesota all these years. I had no idea.
Really trying to
Minnesota's the greatest at everything, apparently. I had no clue.
Really trying to get those 8 electoral votes or whatever the hell Minnesota brings.
It's like, I never knew. I've been sleeping on Minnesota.
Yeah, apparently really nice.
Wow, a lot of bread bowls, I imagine.
Twins,
people are very happy.
Vikings, T-Wolves have a long, rich history. So
sure.
The Gophers.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Gophers.
Gotta love the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
So there you go. Raging hot, no pun intended.
Good soup.
Soup debate there.
Good soup talk.
On the Greg Hill Show this morning. It's part of Misleading. Here on Jones and Keith.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.